The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Oilers Nation Radio, episode 95,612. Gang's all here. Bag Milk, Liam, Dan, Rick, Tyler. We got so much to talk about since we didn't do a Tuesday episode. Literally hours of content coming your way right now.
Hours?
Tyler's excited about
2 or 3, 4 hours even.
Mm-hmm. If we dropped a 4 hour episode of this podcast, I would love to go into the numbers after on Acast and
see what time people start dropping out.
Seeing like how.
I bet that as somebody who's done a bunch of like 3 hour podcasts, I think the analytics would be interesting that we would have a bunch of people consume it in like 4 chunks.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like when I watched The Wolf of Wall Street.
That is a 3 hour movie.
How long did it take? Over the course of 8 days?
It took me a week once to watch The Wolf of Wall
Street. See, there you go. Like, that's what I mean. Like,
15 minutes of Game of Thrones?
That makes sense.
Yeah, this was a few years ago that I watched The Wolf of Wall Street. I should really get back on it.
So that's what we should do today. It's coming at you. A 4 hour episode. Tyler's excited. Looks riveted.
Liam's going to stream Wolf of Wall Street while we do the episode.
Good movie.
Great movie. Yeah. Yep.
Just do a live play-by-play for us, Liam. What is the scene you're watching?
I haven't seen it. I'm watching Castle and Modern Family at the moment.
Wow.
And I'm watching Succession in periods. I'm on
Tyler's already had enough. He's out.
Yeah, you know what I started watching just recently? The Simpsons.
From like starting 13, at season one?
From season 13, the minute that it started getting bad
ratings.
What
do you got there? Is that a cocktail?
No.
It's the Rock Power drink.
It's an energy drink.
What happened in season 13?
Yeah, why 13?
That's when it started to get panned by the critics.
How many seasons are there now? Like 30?
25, I think.
It's definitely in the 30s.
Let's Google it. Okay. We have the power. Yep.
How many seasons of The Simpsons have there been?
There's
five seasons.
Survey says, Liam?
34.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what show actually, so my girlfriend watches Simpsons all the time. And when she's not watching The Simpsons, she watches Futurama. Yep. Now that show is... It's funny.
That's fantastic. Has been given a lot more life than any other show in history.
Hasn't it been canceled
twice?
Maybe
Family Guy?
Yeah, Family Guy was shut down.
Family Guy got one though. Futurama's been shut down twice or three times now.
Oh, hasn't it?
They're still making
another one. It's coming back for another.
Well, it's definitely the third time it was just done.
Yes.
I don't think it's coming back.
I think it's coming back again.
Was your energy drink too strong? You had to go get some water.
Might have a Futurama reboot coming back.
Is Futurama coming back?
You do need a cocktail.
Is it coming back with a bang on Hulu this time? The announcement came in February 2022. 20 more episodes.
Futurama is back.
That show gets more reboots than the show Reboot had.
And there's RIP Reboot.
There's Bender.
So will The Simpsons ever die?
I don't think so, man.
I think it will when one of the core voice actors sadly passes away.
You don't think so?
False, because Marge has already passed.
Oh,
and the voice is very different. But that's jarring. But I think that what The Simpsons needs to do, and this is just me out of nowhere, is just rebrand, restructure, kind of retool the show a little bit. But I don't think it'll ever.
Why? It's gone 34 years.
There's that show.
We're going to fix The Simpsons on this episode.
Merch and just replays makes so much fucking money.
Yeah.
That they'll keep that thing going until no one can do it anymore.
The stuff that's coming out right now. I mean, obviously I'm a little biased because Hockey Fights got the info and I became friends with the writer of that episode. But I some of the stuff that they do now is really good.
So I'd kind of heard that the show had a bit of a, and again, I don't watch, I used to watch like every episode in PVR during that animation domination, like right? I heard that the show actually started to get better. Like it got bad at season 13, bad. But around like season 26 or 27, people say it got better because the writers who are now getting hired for it were people who grew up on the good early seasons and like knew what the diehards wanted a little bit more.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know when I get to seasons 23 and 24.
Where are you at now?
Still in season 13. Just
about. You should actually track like after every episode, rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how much you enjoyed it.
The Dan and, rankings.
Yeah, and then you could have like rankings for each season, and maybe we could like see a graph of how much.
The Dankings.
I'm gonna do this for season 14 on. I will.
There you go. Done.
New project for the summer.
Go.
Good start, guys.
All right.
Simpsons.
For our friends at Oodle Noodle, after 4.5 minutes, we're gonna get into a delicious debate. Yep. Which was your favorite episode of the Simpsons? 18 locations and counting. Yep. Edmonton locations have stickers. I did hear a couple of them are out. We're remedying that. So just keep letting us know. Slide it into my DM. Say, Bag Milk, there's no stickers at X location.
Credit we'll to Nation fans for showing up and wanting them.
Yeah.
You want the stickers? You want the green onion cakes? You want the spring rolls? That's what you do.
I might go tonight.
What are you going to get?
Probably everything you just said along with a Tokyo glaze.
You going to get a sticker?
Yeah,
I think you should. You don't have access to enough of them.
Just play this episode for them. And that's your order. Boom.
Liam is up this week with the delicious debate. Sir, for our friends at Oodle Noodle, what have you for us today?
So on Oilers Nation Every Day today, we had Mr. Frank Saravalli on the show. And I asked him, what will Ken Holland's summer look like? And he said, it'll be fairly aggressive. So my question to the audience and to you gentlemen in the room is, what would be an aggressive move for Holland to make? Like what big upgrade would you want him to seem like maybe splurge on a little bit?
One, a perm. Yes. If he wants to get aggressive, he needs a new look. Now a perm would get started on that. They're coming back. Maybe the mullet.
Oh.
You know, a power mullet for Uncle Ken. Now.
No. Jay Woodcroft gets the mullet.
Oh, Jay Woodcroft power mullet.
Yeah.
One of them has to grow a Liam style mustache.
This thing is coming in quite nicely.
It's coming in nicely. You're just a whole new lifestyle for you. But to be honest, though, I think like aggressive, I think Cody Ceci is going to go. Not because I don't like Cody Ceci. I just think, what are you looking at?
I don't like Cody Ceci. No, I'm kidding.
He said you did dump him for Ryan Murray.
I did. He's a good looking guy.
So I think Cody Ceci is going to go. I think Yamo is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're talking about dollars out. So I think those are two big moves. I think that's pretty aggressive, no?
I think so.
Are those big moves? Cap dumps.
Yeah, those. I didn't say
big moves. I said aggressive.
Oh. Those are. I don't know. Like the aggressive to me is. I do think they'll look for a top six forward and top four defenseman, and those will be because Yamo and CC are. Probably find themselves on the it's on like, the outside looking in.
I guess what do you mean by aggressive?
I don't get aggressive because it's a top six forward and a top four defenseman, but not aggressive in a sense that he's going to be making, you know, dubious amount of trades at the deadline.
I think
I only we'll see a couple. I only see it like outside players coming in, maybe two or three that aren't in the organization right now.
With that comment, it leads me to believe Warren Fogle also might be marching out the door.
Yeah.
Send out the three. What does that give you? About just under 10 million to spend on top of what you've got. You obviously got to re-sign Bouchard. Maybe that allows you to go and get a better top six forward along with top four defensemen
when
too.
When we say spending though, that means that then you have to look at just UFAs, right? Because you can't spend in a trade per se.
You could.
But Yam's not going to bring the return for even all three of those guys. Isn't going to be a top six forward or a top four defenseman, right shot defenseman. That is
no, what but like it could be in conjunction with something. Although at the same point, like I think of the Matthias Ekholm trade, that was a bunch of pieces that you didn't necessarily think would end up as Matthias Ekholm.
I think that I would say that I don't think they're going to be as aggressive this year because I don't picture anything that you guys just listed as being that aggressive.
It depends on what
the Matthias Ekholm pickup is. An aggressive pickup. That's a pickup that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, where basically is the baseline from?
Picks out the door.
Yeah, and that's a Ken Holland aggression too, right? That's the thing.
That was an aggressive trade.
That's the piece that I always kind of forget when it comes to Ken as being our GM, is that for Ken, aggression is like making a move and making a big splash like that. I don't think that those tweaks are necessarily aggression.
But I think you have to move out those three guys to become aggressive. Yeah,
that's fair.
What about second, maybe like Bo go somewhere and you bring in like a Travis Konecny?
Yeah, I mean,
now that would be like, aggressive.
You're right, because there are two ways. If you move out Yamamoto for cap space, there's two ways you can go. You could check down and just get a free agent, right? Get Connor Brown, get James Van Riemsdyk, we talked to Frank Abo today. Could do that. Or, yeah, you could give up next year's first and Xavier Borgo and try to get Travis Konecny, or try to get a $5 to $6 million winger and really bolster the team.
I think what you do is you end up moving out those guys for the cap space. You spend that cap space on that defenseman you think is out there, whether it be Severson or Love or whoever else in the top 10 we talked about there last week. And then if you do go get a Connor Brown, he's a UFA, correct?
Yep.
Yes. Then yeah, you're bringing him in for that third line. You're looking from within to replace that spot in the top six then.
Stauffer yesterday, or I guess 2 days ago, tweeted next season. It was Matthias Ekholm's 33rd birthday. Happy birthday, Matthias. The end part was interesting where it goes next season. I wouldn't hesitate moving the 24 or the 25 first round pick to upgrade the team. Adding another impact player with term would be big. So
do you do that though in the off season, or is that a move if you go in there, not on LTIR, is that a move you make during the season?
If there's a trade there, I don't see why you would have to wait. If you've got a trade in place where an impact player that'll upgrade you in a position of need, why wouldn't you trade it? Because then you're betting on yourself that your first round pick is going to be low in the round anyway, which we would assume.
If Washington all of a sudden is like, hey, we're taking calls on Tom Wilson. If the Flyers are like, hey, we're taking calls on Konecny, like, you know?
Yeah, get in on Tom Wilson.
I would fucking love Tom Wilson.
I don't think it's like totally insane that they move him either. I would just be worried.
5.5?
5.1 UFA at the end of next year. I would be scared shitless at what Ken Holland signs him to next summer. But for the 1 year, it'd be fun.
Man, Tom Wilson just being... If you have a line where on one side is Evander Kane, somebody in the middle, and then Tom Wilson on the other side, nobody's touching anybody.
Oh, and if Dreisaitl's their center, who's touching Nuge the puck?
Nuge the enforcer in the middle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you imagine those Wilson three later. Getting a cycle going in the offensive zone?
Good luck.
Oh my God.
Even if you do get the puck, there's a good chance Tom Wilson will clean your clock out.
So I would say a Tom Wilson pickup would be aggressive. That would be an aggressive.
Hugely aggressive. Yeah.
Dude, I'd be.
If you're going out and you're getting a name, another player that's added in there, another piece in the offseason, that would be aggression.
Yeah.
Tom Wilson. That'd be fun.
We're all like,
I'm super. Give me in Tom Wilson idea.
Right now. Then let's go back and play Vegas one more time.
Yeah. Just I'm hey, good with it.
Hey Petrangelo, you want to start swinging again?
I would prefer Konecny, but Wilson would be something.
That'd be fun though.
Why? What's the price tag?
5.5.
Right? So almost the same. So Wilson's a hair cheaper. A
little bit more cap wise. One more year of control because he's got 2 years left on the deal. And Travis Konecny scored 30 goals in 60 games last year on a generally dog shit hockey team. He could score 40 here. I don't think Tom Wilson.
But does he get the opportunities that on a better team? When you're on the dog shit team, you're getting a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, we're bringing him in to play with Drysdale or McDavid, right? To take Yamo's spot. So he'll get chances.
22 points in 33 games last year.
Five of them were on the power play. Three were shorthanded. The other 23, good math, Tyler.
But is there a chance that
still not a lot of Konecny power play time for these guys?
Will absolutely destroy someone at center ice.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
He's only 5'10", but
Is he kind of like Yamamoto, but stronger and can score more? In the sense of he's kind
so
of
better generally.
Is he better Yamamoto? Yes.
Injury history.
Well, he only played 60.
He's
games
long, Yamamoto.
But okay, his career games played through, he's been in the league for 7 years, which is crazy. 70, 81, 82, 66, 50, 79, 60. So, you know, it's not concerning.
You heard it here first. Tom Wilson, next Edmonton Oiler. What are you guys talking about? I'm fixated on Tom Wilson now.
It really is like, it's one of those things where you get that idea in your head and like Dan's smiling like crazy because he knows his hockey fights site would be popping off. But like,
I can see it already. Hockey fights is posting videos of Evander Kane and Tom Wilson, both on the same ice, grabbing people and fighting everyone.
Shirtless.
Yeah. Oh, if we're getting greedy. Sure. Anyway, back to the question at hand for the delicious debate. Tyler, what does it even mean to be aggressive for Ken Holland?
Well, go get Tom Wilson or Travis Konecny, right? Like, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I kind of outlined it. If you're going to move out CeCe and Yamamoto, there is an easy way to replace them, and it's you go sign Connor Brown and you sign Scott Mayfield, and you say, hey, we got a different look here. Both these guys should be better than the pieces we moved out. We spent an extra $1 million. We're good. If you want to get like crazy aggressive, you move out those two, you move out Warren Fogle, you replace one of those two, CeCe or Yamo, by a free agency, and then you go spend assets and replace the other one by a trade.
Dare to dream, people.
Yeah, to me, to put it in kind of one sentence, being aggressive means big trade. It doesn't mean Damon Severson. Severson, Severson. I don't want to figure out which one it is.
That would be a little bit aggressive, though, too.
By figuring out
Damon Severson would be aggressive, would he not?
I think it'd be stupid. I don't even view that as aggressive. Like, you're going to give this guy $6.6 million. He played on New Jersey's third pair at times.
We've done this twice. Mm-hmm. We've done this twice where we brought in defensemen from New Jersey who were big at the time.
And we
get all jacked up about it. And it didn't really work.
Is Damon Severson that. Mark Fain?
I don't remember any of these.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because when Lars was on his way out, everybody loved him.
Who was the other one?
But the previous season, everybody hated him.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Like everyone's sitting there going, oh, like Larson this, Larson that. And I was like, you guys were saying the exact opposite 365 days ago.
But that's just Oilers fans in general. Oh,
annoying as shit.
Well, and hockey fans. I mean, just sports fans, humans. That's just what we do. We like to make things more comfortable for ourselves.
Are you watering down that Rock energy drink over there?
No.
You just like to drink out of
paper cup. I'm just trying to not give free advertisements. I'm pouring it in a cup.
Or you do give free
advertisements. Yeah, we start giving him free advertisements and he returns the favor.
Rock is going to be a guest on next week's podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pick his brain about how Ken Holland could get aggressive.
Fucking right.
I bet he has an idea.
CFL is like,
who better to have an idea on how Ken Holland can get aggressive than the man with the iron paradise or whatever he calls it?
Yeah. He's taking a sip. Hold on.
Think big, Tyler.
Wow. The delicious, refreshing flavor of Zoa Energy. The white peach flavor is my favorite.
They're basically free too.
Do you know one guy I would like to get on the show if we're thinking a little crazy here?
Sure.
Peter Torelli.
Sean William Scott.
Vin Diesel.
Man,
that guy has been promoting Fast and Furious like it's Shawshank Redemption.
Well, he lives his life quarter mile at a time. Always has.
Sure does.
Shoot your shot, man. Shoot him a DM. Say we could promote it.
He just said the other day that he thinks he should be up for an Oscar for Fast X.
Agreed.
Just live, be like, hey, I produce the biggest hockey podcast in Canada.
And we have a couple of ballots actually for best picture.
Yeah.
So
we grease the wheels on this Oscar talk.
Man. And we love The Rock's energy drink. Say that.
him and The Rock have always had a good history together. So maybe it'll work.
You definitely look skinny and not fat in all the, or bloated in all the later versions of the
Fast. But demand that hugely has to be in person.
Yes. Has to be here. Also, I would like to ask him about, there's a rumor that I've heard about him where he's got a clause in his contract. He could never lose a fight in those movies.
I've heard that too.
I'd like to ask him about that.
I saw a Twitter thread the other day where somebody said, what was the point where the movies became unrealistic to you? Yeah. And that might've been the funniest Twitter thing.
There's the one where someone like a car flips onto a guy while he's standing on another moving car.
It's actually
the car flips out of him. He grabs it and throws it back to the ground.
Those movies went from quarter mile racing and stealing DVD players. So now you're racing fucking submarines and shit.
They were in outer space.
Yeah, it has been something. I think it was after 6 is when it kind of went to shit.
It's kind of like our evolution on this podcast. It started as just hockey talk.
By episode 7, it started to go down.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what everyone else thinks. When did Fast and Furious go off the rails?
Did you guys watch any of that? Like there was a serious marathon on last weekend.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You've never seen Fast and Furious?
I don't believe that at all.
Surprise me.
I don't think I have.
Oh my goodness.
If I have, I don't remember.
You can kind of dip after
one.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, what was that?
Because then The Rock gets involved and so does Transporter. He gets involved.
Yeah, Jason
The
Rock's
in
him.
Now, he's a bit for a bit. And then now Aquaman's in it, isn't he?
Oh yeah, Jason Momoa. John Cena made an appearance.
That is true, yeah.
It is just nerdy, very John funny Cena. How they all connect through like one character and nobody dies.
I like nobody that Jason Statham.
Gal Gadot fell out of a plane and he's alive.
And there was that Asian dude from Tokyo Drift that dies. Han.
Yeah.
And then he just comes back in a later movie after exploding.
Yep. We saw him explode. But apparently
he's not coming back.
Wow, you don't know that for sure.
Actually,
how dare you?
Do you know what though? He actually did come back.
I'm like, Tyreek Hill will be back. We just started talking about my football team.
They did the animation thing over Paul Walker's brother again in this latest one. Yeah. Literally nobody dies. It's amazing. So that's how Ken Holland will be aggressive this summer.
Or if we can't get Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, I'd love to know how you've been the same character every movie for 20 years.
Mm. That movie, the first movie came out in 2001. I just started high school.
I remember 2001, I was 16. So we went, I remember that.
I don't like this game.
It's the new Police Academy, those movies. Yeah. There's really? Fucking 9 million of them.
Where were you in 2001, Tyler?
4 years old.
Oh my God.
Might have had my first ever memory.
I was 5.
And it was Pete Walker and
Vin Paul.
Pete Walker.
Jesus.
Pete's the pitching coach for the Jays, I believe.
Yeah. And I got beef with him.
Listen, way different series if it's family. Pete Walker.
If you have the last name, you're in Fast and Furious. Family.
Oh my.
Did you get a far enough from the mic for that?
Probably.
You fixed the TV though. Good for you.
Yeah,
So it turns out it is the connector.
We didn't need to replace the TV. That's exciting. Yeah.
It works like a charm now.
We just need to replace Jay's thingy box.
He's going to replace the whole office.
Yeah.
That is honestly the plan. We are going to replace this podcast studio.
Can we knock down a wall?
I wish we could.
Just that way.
Yes. Like a pop-up, like on a, like an RV.
Yeah. Like the rollout.
Yeah.
Yeah. It extends out.
Tyler, do you think that fits in the budget?
Well, the fact that I wasn't given a budget, I was just told to do whatever.
Blank sounds check. Yes, sounds like yes.
I basically got a blank check.
So just put a deck out there and an awning that you can retract.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain Chalmers can figure this out, can he?
100% he can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll be Chalm in.
He is Chalm in on extending the studio. So watch out for that later in the summer. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that or not. That's fine. Who cares? Who cares? What are you even talking about? We've been going for 20 minutes now.
Oilers.
Oh, yeah.
All Oilers talk for the next hour.
Yesterday, I got a chance to do. So now that we're through the season and we're into the Oilers offseason, playoffs are still going, I guess. I'm now in the spot where I can do shit posts on the website again. And I love doing them. Today, I wrote 5 reasons why the Toronto Maple Leafs should hire Peter Chiarelli as a GM. We'll get into that in a second. I know, Rick, you're passionate about it. Yeah. Yesterday, though, I found an article from Daily Hive that the house Tyson Barry was living in, was renting during his time here, is up for sale. Only $4.7 million. So I did a little bit of math, boys. If we each chip in $500, we only need 9,300 of us to buy the house.
9,300.
Time to start leaning into our Facebook friends.
Basically a timeshare. It's basically a timeshare at that point.
Yeah. Looking at our followers here now.
Yeah, I mean, the nation's got 60,000. We're there. Oh, 9,300, you need to come up with $500.
Need a fraction of them.
That's for the, 1 year's rent?
No, that's a buyout of the house. Oh. It's our house now.
Oh, could turn that into the podcast studio.
Wow.
It'd be a great podcast.
There is no, there's no budget, right?
Yeah.
There's no budget. Maybe just slide that out. It's a capital.
Fire him the contacts, please.
A bunch of like contractor information, a bunch of things that need to be done. And then just a house purchasing option.
Two things I really liked about Tyson Barry's house, or the house he lived in anyway. One, Liam, he's got an elevator.
Well, that would have mattered to me.
Mm-hmm. He's stair boys.
So he's stair club.
Yeah, I'm a stair. Tell me about the stairs.
4 levels.
Have you looked at it yet?
That's big.
No.
I haven't looked.
A very nice rooftop patio with a 360 view. Oh. Hot tub up there. Tyler, that's for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at things for the first time here.
Can we put it, get it on the screen so we can all see?
That looks pretty nice. Sure.
What intrigues me about this the most is the fact that Tyson Barry couldn't even afford his own home on a year's salary.
That elevator looks it looks like one of those water slides where you get in and the floor drops
off. Or like back in the day at Costco and they would stick the same
money.
Yeah.
I like, it's kind of got a bit of like a mountain getaway vibe.
Yeah.
Is that driveway heated?
Probably not. Probably not.
Is that the rooftop patio?
Yeah. How fucking sick is it?
That's cool as shit.
That is very nice.
You can play golf up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all the grass you need. It's like I said in the article, to hammer balls at your neighbor's house.
And I love this line from your article, Bag Milk. So what is the point of this article, you might be asking yourself? I honestly don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Where is it located? Do we know?
I put the neighborhood in there. I just can't remember. Mill Creek Ravine, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Mill Creek.
Wow.
Gated community, Liam.
Not surprising.
Mm-hmm. You can keep Waz out.
You have been saying that's the big problem at your current place of residence is that little rascal keeps
no matter what, he can sneak in there. Yeah.
Waz is always around. It's because he has one less toe.
He's aerodynamic. That's why then I know that's a problem for you.
Because he's quieter when he's walking around. Yeah.
And we know that's a problem for Liam. So we need to get him in a gated community and keep that out. Mama. So anyway, if you got $40.7 million laying around, or there's 9,300 of you with $500,
I'm
buy Tyson Berry's house.
If anyone else, I'm one of the 97,000. What did you say?
9,300.
9,300.
Very few people.
I'll go in. I'm sure my girlfriend will join me. So that's $2,000. Two down.
Mm-hmm.
We can get a full
92,98. Where to go? Anything else you'd like from Tyson Berry's house?
Nope.
Just watching a video.
Oh, you're doing the realtor walkthrough. You want to also see the pictures that the boys are looking at, as well as the video, I did include all of that in the article I posted yesterday at OilersNation.com. That would have been Thursday. I was having a little fun in the afternoon. A lot of you read that article, by the way. It was very big.
What a view.
It is. It's lovely. It is. It's lovely. In other news around the NHL, do I have to do an ad read here, Tyler?
Oh, he's
for AMA Travel. Things. May as well.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at AMA Travel. They want to send you on a vacation this summer. Go to amatravel.ca/dream. Enter a couple of details in there. They'll send you on a trip you maybe didn't even imagine your wildest dreams. AMA Travel is here to make it easy for you. You can save on travel insurance, save on cruises, save on vacation packages, save on guided vacation and coach tours, save on hotels, car rentals, attractions, and tickets, save on luggage and accessories in centers. Which centers? Any of them.
I dig it.
Or if you just want to hang out around Alberta like Tyler's doing, do a little golf trip. Although they're helping you with your trip to Seattle, are they not?
I'm doing a lot this summer. I'm making the most of it. Calling it my summer of fun.
It's the summer of Tyler is what I'm calling it.
Will you ask to catch one of those fish at the fish market in Seattle?
Why not?
Or chuck one.
I dig it.
Would you rather catch one or chuck one? I'd rather chuck one.
You gotta do both.
I think if we can squeeze a nation vacation in to watch Oilers Kraken next year, you can just throw the fish back and forth, BM.
Fucking right. I would love to. AMA Travel. Go check them out. I think the dream thing is actually really cool. A couple of details in there. I'll spin you up a trip. Come on. AMATravel.ca/dream. A couple of things. Might as well talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers are through in four games. Seems interesting now that the Bruins were able to beat them three times the way they've played as the playoffs.
But if you ask Rod Brindamore, they didn't.
That is one of the most... That is one of the oddest quotes.
It's not, though, because we said the same thing against Winnipeg. Yes, he tripped over his words as he's trying to explain himself, but we said the same thing against Winnipeg. We said the same thing back in the 90s. We said the same thing back in the 90s versus Dallas. Yes, we lost four straight, but all four games were like one goal games that went over there. It's not your normal sweep is all he was trying to say.
Still got swept.
But yeah, it is, but it is, but you're not your normal sweep. You didn't get your ass whooped. You just lost four games.
But when I say that, I'm just lying.
We talk about it with our buddies and we're lying to ourselves.
Yeah,
and
that's covering up.
It's not because there's no, it's not though. Because to me, like a sweep is like what kind of what we did to Calgary last year in the,
that's a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
But that's not technically a sweep, but feels like a sweep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying though, but that's, you handle all four of those games. I don't think that they did win them. So you can't take that away from them.
Are all you suggesting the world for right it. Now here and today on this podcast, episode 95,216, that you are a closet Hurricanes fan?
Everybody knows that I'm the last person trying to stand up for this person, especially that one specific person, because he enjoyed his time when I really did not. But yes, I completely understand where he's coming from, and I completely agree with him.
How stunned are you that the Panthers are through, Tyler?
Like, I picked them to win the series. I certainly didn't pick them to sweep. Picked them in seven. My take on this team, and I gave this yesterday on Real Life, is the Carolina Hurricanes are a great regular season team because they all buy into Rod, and for 82 games, they outwork the opposition. That is their goal every night. They don't have high-end skill. They don't have a lot of skill in that forward group. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just dudes that work their bags off. And when you get to the playoffs, the reason they don't have enough success to get past 3-4 opponents in a row and win a Stanley Cup is because guess what happens in the playoffs? Everyone has max effort. Everyone's going balls to the wall. Everyone is giving in that level. And teams with high skill, like we're seeing with the Panthers right now, are finding ways to elevate their effort. And if you're Carolina, you're always at max effort and you can't match the skill. So your biggest strength gets negated by the other team being like, fuck, it's playoff time. Like, let's go. And you don't have skill.
I add it to the goal. They got goalied.
To an extent, yeah.
They got goalied. The dude did he not have a record for the most saves in the first three games of a conference final?
He did.
They got goalied. They don't have the offense to get past the goaltending. Yep. They got goalied.
Hey, and Liam brought up this point. Game one, double OT, Seth Jarvis right in the slot, rings one off the bar. If they go up 1-0 in this series, it's probably a very different series.
Bobrovsky, just since we're talking about it. Bobrovsky, 9:35 so far.
You hear Charles Barkley trying to pronounce Bobrovsky?
No. Just whatever it is, I'm excited about it. I love Charles Barkley.
So they were doing the NBA on TNT broadcast yesterday, and they had to read a promo for the Stanley Cup Finals coming up, and it is exactly as good as
I watched that panel, even though I don't care about basketball. They're so good.
Here we go. Hey, guys, TNT for the first time ever got the Stanley Cup Finals. Energy, man. And I'm going to just tell y'all something. Sergei Bobrovka is the goalie for the Panthers.
Sergei Bobrovka.
That came out just like his golf swing.
Dude, he's the exact same with NBA players too, though.
Yeah.
That panel is elite. The best in sports.
My TikTok algorithm is just all Charles Barkley right now. It's so good.
I get a lot of Charles Barkley.
And I think we take a lot more joy out of it because he's so pro hockey.
Mm-hmm. Loves hockey. Yeah.
Loves hockey. But like, just even just going back to the job they do on the panel, him and Shaq are so fucking funny.
Don't you, going back again, but don't you think he does a better job marketing the NHL than the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather watch Charles Barkley talk about hockey than any panel we've got up here. Yeah.
But the league can't sit there. And I think Keith's even come out and said it, that the league can't promote their own stars. They're not.
That Snoop Dogg said that.
Oh, it's Snoop, yeah. But he's right.
He is right. And that guy's high all the time.
It's the rumor.
Allegedly.
It's not wrong.
Allegedly, in my opinion, and on video, if you kind of look around for 3 seconds.
About it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway, Panthers going through. Dallas stays alive with an OT winner from old Joe Pavelski. Guy's having himself a run here.
Tyler, can you ask your question again about Joe Pavelski? I would like to hear everyone else's thoughts.
He's a Hall of Famer. So let me preface this, okay? One of 97 players in the history of the league to hit 1,000 points in the regular season. 40th all time in playoff scoring, and with his goal last night, ties Maurice Richard for 5th all time in playoff game winners.
What's amazing is that how many rings kind of seems to get better as he gets older.
So the
7th round pick too.
Yeah, the breakdown of this debate is basically, it tells you where you come out on Hall of Fame debates in a way. He's a telling case. Do you value peak and rings? He's never been the best player on his own team, and he's never won a ring. But look at those numbers. Longevity. This guy's been in the league for almost 2 decades and has just been consistently a point producer and a guy who goes on long runs. 5th all-time playoff game winners, 40th all-time playoff scoring. Is it his fault he doesn't have a ring? I would say no.
Well, actually, wasn't he the one? Oh, no, that was Cody. Never mind. He's the one that took the cross check from Cody Eakins at one playoff run, right?
Yeah. So Paul Peduti, who we've been collabing with at Daily Faceoff on these Hall of Fame cases, he's on Twitter.
He has some really interesting analytics driven content too.
He's basically dedicated his career to Hall of Fame debates, and he builds up these player cards, which they adjust for era. They take your career and balance it with peak value. And he has a score. And he says Joe Pavelski's a Hall of Famer.
Why do I find this exercise?
Go on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Adjusted Hockey Pavelski. Just search that.
Now, does he get like a number ranking at the end of it and say, all these guys, if you rank this high, this is, you're good.
Yeah. Here, I'll do it for you.
If that's the case, I want to know, like, if you need a minimum of 1300 to become a Hall of Famer and he's got 13, like, where does he rank above the,
I just think that the Hall of Fame debate has had to evolve over time, and it has to continue to evolve, because when you're putting up a debate of Pavelski versus Maurice Richard, that's a very different conversation. Richard had 100 guys to compete with at that time.
And cigarettes between periods.
Well, there you go. And that could be a withdrawal or a plus for Pavelski. Who knows? But I just think that, like, yeah, it's tough to say, because I think that now that we hit the 90s, the 2000s, there's going to be a different category for people, a different scenario or criteria, I guess.
So
I answer yes, Tyler. Okay. Pavel Bure, one of my favorite players ever as a kid, did not win a Stanley Cup in the Hall of Fame.
How many long runs did he even go on?
The one with Vancouver, I think, is really the only one.
But was Pavel Bure ever the best player on his team?
Yes.
For 94.
Sure. You could make an argument he was one of the best players.
He was one of the best players in the league.
You can't tell the story of the NHL without Pavel Bure, but you could probably tell it without Joe Pavelski.
So Paul, again, has him all time, and this was updated in April, has him as the 83rd best forward of all time based on his volume of work and the 52nd best player of his era. Again, I don't know all the things, but he has this number called the high noon number, which is you take that player's, you rank him every year against his peers. High noon,
like a drink?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hell yeah.
You rank him against his peers throughout his career and take his best three-year run. His best three-year run had him as the seventh best player in the league for that span.
Well, again,
so while he was never the best player on his team, it's because Joe Thornton was probably fourth or fifth and Pavelski was just right behind him.
Going back to my point of the Pavel Bure's in, Pavel Bure, 702 career games played. 779 points. So he was over a point per game player, never won a Stanley Cup. His deepest run was that one run in Vancouver. The most outside of that was in his rookie season. He played 13 playoff games. So they got two rounds in, I guess. Joe Pavelski, on the other hand, 1,250 NHL games, 1,001 regular season points. So I just, based on the longevity, the career he's had, I say yes.
Probably.
Paul doesn't even have him as, he has seven areas of criteria. Everyone else, very good, borderline Hall of Famer, standard Hall of Famer, borderline plus Hall of Famer, qualified, and then inner circle. And inner circle is like miles ahead. That's like the game's elite. And I think, Liam, if you're talking about, can you tell the story of hockey without this guy, this guy, or this guy? I think you could honestly now start going through some guys who are in the Hall of Fame and be like, okay, like they were great, but not a legend. And I think as the league, especially since they commit to four going in every year, it's why I think baseball does their Hall of Fame actually better.
You just vote.
You vote and you need like whatever it is percent of the vote. Some years there's eight guys that goes in. Some years there are none. One, two.
The only problem with baseballs is that it
the voters are terrible.
Cuts you off after a bit. But I actually like that.
I did too.
I think your career ends, you let 3 or 4 years go by and you get one crack. I've never understood the whole, like, he's not a Hall of Famer. 8 years later, Hall of Famer. He didn't do anything. We just remember him differently.
Well, yeah, but that's what happens when you skim the top off of a pool of people is that you then start to get to the next level where you're like, okay, yeah, these guys are still Hall of Famers, but they weren't Hall of Famers before other people.
I think that's maybe where Pavelski might struggle to get into the Hall of Fame is because, like you said, like there's just players ahead of him that he'll just continuously get looked over. And I think that's what will probably prevent him from going in.
But like Dan said, until they keep scraping, all of a sudden it's Joe's turn.
I think we're doing the scraping right now. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, like, look how long it took for Kevin Lowe to get in.
Forever.
Right?
So like that, again, that doesn't make sense to me.
Like, I kind of agree.
Your career ended two decades ago. And now it's like, that's a Hall of Fame career. The career has been done.
It was always a Hall of Fame career, but you just got to come in with a certain grouping.
It's weird to me.
It is weird, but I mean, that's part of what's going to happen. Otherwise you can go.
Cause how many years? Do they do every year?
Four.
Well, that's why it takes forever sometimes.
And this is why we had a situation like Pat Burns passing away before he got his nomination, exactly. Because we didn't,
which
because the skimming hit didn't catch him yet.
That's
the issue.
I just think he's in another group. Like, Phil Kessel is probably another guy in that similar era.
He's got some rings though.
He has, what does he have? Two? Should have won probably the Conn Smythe that year. He has 1,286 games played, 992 points. He also holds the record, an NHL record. So he probably has a better case than what Joe Pavelski would, right? But I just, again, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer either.
So interesting. Paul did do this again. He has his Kessel card up. Kessel he has as the borderline minus Hall of Famer.
Really?
His high noon number, so the highest ranking he had amongst NHL forwards over a 3-year period, was only 10th.
Okay.
In his era, he's 65th all time. He's 111th. So he's like 20 some spots all time below. But the Ironman streak, I think, is interesting.
Yeah.
And his hot dog per 60, sky high.
I respect that.
I respect it too. I love a hot dog.
I bet you he knows where to get a foot long hot dog bun.
Guaranteed. See, we got to go start. You know what? I've been thinking about this. Costco.
Think so?
100%. They got the $1.50 hot dog combo. I don't know if that's a foot or not, but it's
gotta
be close.
That's not the footer.
The answer is Costco. It's yes.
No, you can't find the foot long hot dog bun.
My boy over here, he's got foot long dogs, but no bun to go.
Safeway sells the dogs, but you can't buy the buns.
See, I'm a believer that it's okay to have a little bit extra wiener to your bun.
No, we're talking like 3 inches on each side. It's excessive.
Too much wiener.
It's excessive.
You know what I mean?
We'll leave that one
right in the front of the hot dog, and then you push it in further as you go.
Yeah,
the you just it's they're holding them.
Yep.
Yes.
It's like a meat like a popsicle.
Yes.
For a bit. You
know? I think the Hall of Fame is just. I don't know. I think it's something.
I think you're setting yourself up now to have this issue where, like Tyler said, you're gonna have a backlog, and you're gonna have guys like Pavelski that are just gonna be kind of combine through because four guys are ahead of them.
Are we? Don't we feel like there's less and less Hall of Famers playing now, or is it just because we just view them differently? And I look at this and I base this on goaltenders, really. I just like goaltenders, like, and I've said this a trillion times growing up, and you know, in our era in the 90s and first half of the 2000s, every team had a Hall of Fame goaltender. It was ridiculous. They were everywhere. They're the greatest goal. And now all of a sudden you look at Canada, like you look at the Olympic teams and look at the goaltenders. Now look at the goaltenders we had used for the Olympic team now.
Yeah. Well, I think that's
terrifying.
I think that's more of a North American thing. I think that we had North American goalies that were stars and we loved them.
But you don't even see, but in but Europe, like Europe doesn't have this.
Pecorine started to take over and we stopped kind of.
How many in the last 5 years, think of a goalie who's played in the last 5 years. How many of them do you consider Hall of Fame level?
Vasilevsky.
Okay, he's a lock, yeah.
Price.
Carey Price.
Yeah.
Jonathan Quick.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably. Didn't like, he win the Conn Smythe? Quick when...
And
yeah,
the Vezina?
Yeah, Quick in the 2010s-ish or whatever. Quick. He was good.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you're really running out of names.
Three guys in this era that you'd consider Hall of
Fame. At the very least, if Joe Pavelski does not get into the Hall of Fame, we can build him a statue like the Dustin Brown statue.
That would be nice for him, I think.
Like In fact, I would argue that the Dustin Brown statue looks more like Joe Pavelski than it does like Dustin Brown. Yeah. Just swap the jersey.
Jersey on, yeah.
You know?
Oh. Anyways, we really went off on a tangent there, but I think it was an interesting conversation. So there's that.
Well, for our friends at Betway. Let's have a different conversation. I've got some NHL draft odds here.
Oh, these are going to be funny.
Oh, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, just scrolling.
Tyler, do we got a break for an ad here?
Yeah, let's pause for an ad.
All right.
And then we'll do the Betway thing. Be right back, everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back. It was an excellent ad.
Mm.
Now let's talk a little betting.
It's one of my favorite ads.
We have a pretty good idea who's going to go first overall. Pretty good.
Got a hunch.
Chili?
I know a guy who knows a guy whose uncle works for the NHL, and he told me who's going first.
And he plays against the guy in the ball hockey league in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You heard it.
So we take Connor Bedard out of the equation. Now, I've got some odds for who goes number two, gentlemen.
Ooh.
Who goes number two? Do we have some early favorites or at least a name? There's one in here that I didn't expect to see his name, quite frankly. Will Smith. Men in Black came out a long time ago.
Somebody, you know, a chat yesterday when we had Stephen Ellis, but will Smith come on the face and slap Gary Bettman across the face?
He ran down that alien like no one's business at the beginning. So he's got the lungs, he's got the training.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see from there.
He's brave. He fought aliens won. He was the last man alive.
Mm-hmm.
He also fought a giant mechanical spider.
Mm-hmm. He's friends with Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil liked him.
For real, though, do you guys have a name who you think will go second overall? I will give you the odds afterward, and you can tell me if you think they're fair.
Fantilli, I think, is
Fantilli's got to be the miles ahead favorite because he's going to.
You guys are correct. Adam Fantilli is a -500 to go second overall.
Not worth the money.
Son of a bitch. I know you want to say it.
I think it'll be Leo Carlson.
Oh, here we go. This guy.
It seems like recently Leo Carlson's name has been getting a little bit more buzz to him. Like, I know the World Championships, him and Fantilli were both there, and Fantilli wasn't great. He went from the second line to the 13th forward for Canada. So I wonder if that makes Anaheim a little hesitant. It's a small sample size, but Pat Verbeek is the scout, right? Like, so maybe he just sees a little bit more in Leo Carlson.
Leo Carlson, Liam, would get you a tasty little +650 if he goes second overall. Mm. He is next up, or I guess third up in terms of the odds. So
I thought there was like a Russian name that was.
There is, but we don't know where he's going or if anybody will take him.
Or if he'll come.
Or where is he?
Just in general.
What's the latest on? I know you've got an article that you're working on that's in the back end about Matvei Michkov. What's the latest on that guy? His odds, by the way, +800 to go.
We don't know where he is.
No, he's in Russia. That is confirmed, I believe. But we had Frank on, and a lot of people have said that he's the second best player in the draft. But his contract goes till 2027 with St. Petersburg, I believe, in Russia.
What year is it now?
2023.
I've got to wait to go.
So it's just like, where is this guy really going to go?
What are the options on getting out of that?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero?
Yeah.
Unless he goes 8 to Washington and maybe his pal Ovi can help him out.
I don't know what team would take him. Washington. Like it's the craziest thing. Like, this guy isn't going to be here for 4 more years.
It's got to be Washington's really the only answer then, wouldn't it be? If he's going to get taken in the
first How far back can he fall?
He's the second best player in this draft. I think he could go.
Because if he falls in the second round, the Oilers should just take him.
But if he's 4 years out,
he's not falling past like
8. He's not. He won't fall out of the lottery.
No.
There's no way.
Okay. So let me back up here my odds for my friends at Betway. So he's +800 to go second overall, +250 to go third overall.
I don't think he goes.
I think San Jose takes him.
San Jose drafts where?
4. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he will go. I think the earliest he could go is 6, which is Arizona, because they have 2 first round picks. So they could take a flyer.
Well, they'll be in Houston anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah. The latest he would go is probably Nashville at 15. But he's good enough.
I love a good slide.
Bro, if he falls to 15.
I don't think he would.
He's not going past. Washington will take him at 8.
That's what I mean. Like,
who's the GM in Washington right now?
Brian McClellan.
Is he going to be there in 4 years?
Yeah, I think he's good. They just gave him the opportunity to make another coaching change, so he'll be there. Also, if he's sitting there at 8, you don't think Ovi's calling up whoever at the KHL.
Yes.
You don't think the KHL and some influence from someone in Russia would be sitting there going, we want Michkov there when Ovi breaks the record. And Ovi will do something where it's like, hey, if you bring this kid over now, I'll come play a year for whatever franchise in the KHL when I'm done in the NHL. They'll make a deal. They would 100% make a deal.
I believe this is called collusion. I believe it's illegal.
It's illegal.
And do we have a lawyer involved in this, please?
It. And
please?
Because of it, the Oilers need to give a third round pick to the Flames.
Yeah, probably.
Damn it.
It's a good low tide joke. I like that.
Speaking of which, today, our boy Frank Saravalli, he's getting a lot of FaceTime or name time in this week's podcast. He tweeted, and I'm going to read it to you because I think it's funny. How is this the list that the Toronto Maple Leafs are working with on their potential new GMs?
Amazing.
As the process to find the next GM in Toronto gets moving, I'd expect Toronto to interview at minimum Jason Botterill, Mark Bergevin, Brad Treliving, and former friend Peter Chiarelli, if they haven't already. Four Who's names friend? To chew on.
Who's friend?
Oh, I mean, like Calgary's, Boston's. Who did he trade Ryan Jerseys. To? New York Rangers.
New York Islanders.
Yep. So he's a lot of friend. A lot of friends around the league. Just none here. Anyway, those are the names that are four names to chew on, according to Frank Saravalli in Toronto. Tyler, your thoughts on Peter Chiarelli going to the Leafs? I think he can turn it around.
When it comes to Toronto, don't you believe that
I think
you
need a great idea?
You need someone who's
got the balls to trade a franchise player and do next to no due diligence on what the return for that player should be. You need to make a move fast. You need to make a move now. And you need to fucking chip them up.
Remember, the NHL offseason's only 3 months long. If you don't act quickly,
you don't got time for any of it.
Yeah.
But just that market, I think you need a certain type of personality in there.
You need a guy who can grow a mustache.
You need a guy who's generally a dick to the people below him on the food chain.
Well, you need a guy who can change his facial hair, disguise himself when things are going improperly.
I don't think anybody really wants to be in that market.
Toronto?
Oh, if I was a GM, I would love to. You want to be the guy to figure it out?
Yeah, but how have they not figured it out already? This whole, the NHL world has done nothing besides tell everybody how good Dubas is, and Dubas has one win in the second round in how long.
But has Dubas not watched The Office and seen what happened when Dwight tried to usurp Michael? Like, come on.
Yeah, but even when he wasn't trying to do that,
he went in and tried to play Shanahan's office black, you know?
He's never, like, he's put together, he's pretty much the Carolina Hurricanes of GMs.
He's
really good in the regular season. He doesn't have a team that's
okay. That's why you need a proven winner.
But you also have to put yourself in the mindset of someone who's up for one of these jobs. There's only 32 seats at the table, and this one comes one with a great salary, two with three elite young forwards on your roster. Like, you're not walking into a better job than that. If you gave me the choice, you'd be like, Tyler, you're you could get hired to be the GM in Pittsburgh or Toronto. I take Toronto every day of the week.
But you could be the guy that trades Sid.
Wouldn't that be fucking funny?
You have two superstars in Pittsburgh. You just.
Yeah, who are like inches away from the retirement home. They got their deposit down already.
How fucking
is that disrespectful? Yes. It's a little disrespectful.
Good Lord.
I'm older than both of them.
Pretty aggressive.
Unbelievable. Anyway, back to the point at hand. Toronto needs a proven winner. And sure, you could say that Tim Thomas doing a 938 in 2011 is a big part of the reason the Bruins won, but I say it was because of Peter Chiarelli's leadership.
I'm with you.
Dude, Chiarelli did so much damage to us. I don't want to see him any other team because he can accidentally do it again.
I just
get rid of him.
Every GM job, it's like, all right, Eric Tulsky's in the mix. Botterill's now the name that's in the mix. Treliving's in the mix. But every single one, no matter how many new guys get hired everywhere, Chiarelli's getting his fucking interview, baby.
Why doesn't Garth Snow get an interview anymore? You know?
I just not don't as get good it. As...
can't grow a mustache like
he did not. That's at least Chiarelli won a ring.
Wasn't Garth Snow like still a player when they hired him? And he was like, fuck, okay, I'll retire.
You know, Garth Snow's pads were like an inch lower than the crossbar.
It is wild.
Yeah, he looked like a lacrosse goalie.
I feel like we've done this bit before.
We have done this bit before. Probably one of those
weird things I remember
that we've done before.
Oh, yeah.
Word association.
Should we do that Kennedy segment?
Yeah. We actually got a fun little segment here that Kennedy worked on.
Kennedy!
Come on in and share a mic with me. We have got a little game Kennedy prepared where she took. She took quotes from this podcast that we've all said at one point or another, and we have to try and guess who they are. Is that
correct?
Keep
track at home. That's correct. Keep track at home. Pull out a piece of paper wherever you're listening to this, unless you're driving, and like write down what your answers are and see if you can go like whatever, 6 for 6.
This is really funny. I'm really excited to do this. Okay. So
here we go.
This is the very beginning of the season. So
the season?
So Kennedy's going to read a quote and we're going to go around and try to guess who said it.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one is, I'm not here to shame anyone for their looks, but Luke Richardson is objectively more attractive than John Hines and Derek Lalonde.
I got a
Tyler.
Oh, it's got to be me.
Yeah, I'm throwing.
I
don't even know some of those names. Has to be Tyler.
That was way too specific.
Wait, who are the coaches you named? John Himes?
So Luke Richardson was the
former Oiler legend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, facts. John Hines.
And isn't he the Nashville coach?
Yep.
And Derek Lalonde.
Which is the guy that looks
like. He was great on TV. Yeah.
He looks like Gru from
Despicable Me.
All right. So don't tell us. Don't tell us what quote is each.
That was from September 30th.
Okay.
And that was at 31:55, if anybody wants to go back and listen.
So what I think we should do here is just like, as we go through these, just question number one, put down your guess. Yep. And then after we wrap it up, we'll go through who everybody thinks was what. And who is correct?
So this is what the Notes app is for.
So we got the Notes app coming up around the podcast studio. I have got my first guess in as Tyler. Or should we not read our guesses out loud?
No, we'll do that. Yeah.
Next one, just enter them onto your phone. Okay. Don't say anything.
Okay, we won't say our guesses.
My bad.
First one, though, we guess Tyler.
Yeah.
Get back to Kennedy.
Okay. I'm guessing
this one's Tyler.
Okay, next one is... okay, wait. So who's my hot performer of the week? It's my haters.
Right.
Go on.
Alrighty. Next one.
Yep.
Okay. So sometimes it's like a fresh pair of gray shorts. You wear them to the mall. You impress everybody that sees you. That's what Kane did with a backhand pass to McDavid last night.
All right.
Now I just think they're all me.
Okay, next one. Got. I've probably eaten 700 hot dogs in 480 Costco visits.
Wow. So wait.
Yeah.
Each of us is an answer to one of these, right? Okay.
Yes, there is 100%.
Okay.
Each of you have an answer.
That means there's one of us that's a twofer. Interesting.
Okay. Alrighty. I wonder if Vegas is a team that we'll have to worry about. I don't think Vegas is there yet, so I'm not too worried.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That is an all-timer.
Things that aged poorly. Oh, my goodness. All right.
No
one. Isn't there one more?
One more.
She's doing a wild card because there's two. Right, there's a double.
Yeah.
Someone's a
two. That's smart. Makes us work.
I was just writing down whatever was funny. There wasn't really any... math to this. Okay. So tough building availability at the Purina One Cat Food Arena. Who said that?
Oh,
tough
shit.
Building availability at the Purina One Cat Food Arena.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm changing.
Are we sure I was here in this? I don't remember saying any of these.
I think I got Dan's nailed down.
Oh, yeah, I'm so torn.
I got them all wrong. I'm pretty sure, dude.
Honestly, trying to peg Dan's is the most difficult.
I think I got Dan's too. So are we going to go around?
Who's cutting?
Oh, no. One sec. I'm changing my mind.
We'll go quote by quote.
Okay.
Okay. So the first quote was the Luke Richardson, John Hines.
So
I think it was Tyler.
I guess Liam.
Tyler.
I went with Liam.
It was Tyler.
One for one.
That was the Woody list conversation.
I remember that.
Okay. Who's my hot performer of the week? It's my haters. Who said that?
Liam.
I guess Liam.
That was me.
I guess Liam too.
It was Liam.
Yeah. Two for two. Who did you think? Say yourself?
It does sound like something Big Milk would say.
Yeah. I just thought that was like something stupid that I would say.
No, I remember saying that. I can't remember what it was about, but I remember that happening.
Yeah. I heard the little noise he made when he said
it. The next one, I remember the context and everything.
I had to pause it because I was laughing so hard. So
what was the context behind it?
I can't remember.
It was so you were talking about Alphonso Davies. You put a takeout on social and said that he should play a bit further back.
Oh, yeah.
And people did not like that.
Call me an idiot.
Yeah, and you were getting roasted on
classic.
Online. So you're haters.
Okay.
Okay. So the next one was the fresh pair of gray shorts.
BM.
That has to be
BM. It's so BM.
It has to be me. When I find things like that, I get fixated on it.
Yeah.
For large reasons.
Remembers the photo.
Yep. Yep. Think about the photo.
That makes sense.
Was it BM?
Yes, it was BM.
So who's not 3 for 3 so far?
I'm three for three.
Okay.
I got to step on my
game. It's getting interesting because this one's stomach.
This is when it gets tough.
This next one, easy. This is a hot dog one, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Nation Dan.
I guessed it was Rick.
I thought it was Rick too.
I guessed Bag Milk.
So I guess Dan, and I would have said it was me, but I don't have a Costco card. I never go to Costco, so it's not me.
Oh no.
I thought you were trying to stump us with back-to-back BMs.
Oh no, nope. that was a full on Nation Dan.
Oh
gosh. Yeah. 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 Son of a bitch.
I tricked myself.
Alrighty. Vegas quote.
Rick.
That was a Rick for
It's gotta
sure.
be Rick.
It's me, but I think I was talking about how popular are the Knights going to be once baseball and basketball and other sports get there? Are they going to still have the same draw?
It was. Yeah. It was just poetic. You just.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, so it wasn't about the Golden Knights themselves?
Yes. And like you said, Aiden Hill, and we're like, ooh, do we have to be worried about him? I don't think so. And then you chimed in and said.
Oh, so it wasn't even what I thought it was. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
If anybody wants to go back and listen to that one, it was October 18th at 33:10.
So. October 18th.
October 18th?
Yes.
And you brought up Aiden Hill in October?
October. There was a whole conversation about it. It's quite classic.
Because
so.
That would have been right when the later stuff.
Was it was I referring to like, I don't think the Vegas Knights are going to be as popular once the other sports get there?
You guys were going over like first impressions of the first like five games.
Interesting.
And Vegas was 3-0 at that point. So
they had
overrated.
Actually, like five. Vegas went 3-1 that night, losing 3-2 to the Calgary Lames.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Wow. So. Vegas was up 2-0.
Changed everything.
A couple of rats scored for them. Weird.
Yeah. Well. All right. Number six.
What was the last?
Six.
Okay. So this was the Purina One Cat Food Arena.
I thought that was Dan.
I thought it was Rick.
That was me.
I thought it was me, and then I changed my answer to Dan.
I thought it was Liam just because it was a weird.
I have Tyler.
Nobody guessed the same thing.
I have Tyler.
Rick's right. It's Tyler.
Oh, you literally ate cat food like 4 days ago.
I know. And so I wrote down my answers and I would have gone 6-6. And then I changed them because I was like, I feel like I'm the only one who would have remembered that the Blues Arena used to be called the Purina One Arena. And then I was like, no, that like maybe we brought it up and then Dan chimed in later because that sounds like a Dan quip to kind of make. Right. I went 4-6.
I gave myself 6-6 over here. I thought I did that. I went 4-6.
I nailed it.
I didn't.
What'd you go?
3. I got my first 3 right and then I blew it.
Wrong. And you went 3 or 4?
I went 4-6.
Okay. So Rick's the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rick.
But I don't know how you didn't like.
Great segment.
Once like they started dropping, names started dropping. I was like, well, when we got to the hot dog thing, there's only 2 guys left.
That's true. Yes. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's tougher that way.
That was awesome, Kennedy. Thank you very much.
No problem.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Tyler, I broke the mic arm.
Yeah. We will add it to the list.
No budget.
Sorry, upgrades are coming.
So what
gold
did
plated one.
You're what did everybody get wrong? One. So I thought one that ended up being a Liam quote was me. So that was question 2.
I got my own quote wrong. I didn't know. I thought that was Rick.
And then I thought the Purina.
I could really go for
I thought that was a Liam quote because he just, you say weird shit sometimes.
I actually thought that was Rick.
I took credit for that.
The cat food? Yeah, no, the cat food. I feel like that was just like, it was put out there too easy to not see that one.
Not easy.
Good game.
I got a lot.
Maybe like every 2 weeks we'll task Kennedy to find 6 more.
So in the opposite 2 weeks, we'll do word association.
And
yeah, we can do that.
And if you know of some yourself or you hear some during an episode, just send them to Kennedy at Kennedy's Trash.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea.
She's gonna start, you know, these DMs like, where the hell are these coming from?
Tyler, I fixed the mic arm.
Good job.
Hold on.
For now.
No, you didn't.
Oh, wrong way.
Other way.
It's okay.
Okay.
But it'll work for now.
It's okay. Hot Go Performers?
We only got 3 hours left. We got lots of idiots.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of time left to go. Wow, that was good. That was real good. Just before we get to Hot Cold Ask the Idiots, I guess, we got 2 more segments to go, Tyler.
Ow.
Today's the anniversary of Connor McDavid's series winner against Calgary Flames. The question that Liam posed before we started recording, where were you? What did you jump over?
Mm-hmm.
Or what was the reaction? Liam, where were you?
I was at my parents' house and I jumped over their couch, like a 2-foot jump right over it. It's the most athletic I've been since I was like 12.
Dan McDavid's OT winner, where were you and how'd you celebrate?
I was at one of our watch parties. I just was trying to look it up to remember if it was at Beercade or if it was at
Pint White.
The Pint White. I just can't remember, but it was one of the watch parties and we were going bananas.
Rick?
I would have been at work and I would say there's a very good chance it's the video of me doing the Stone Cold beers, but I honestly have no idea.
Tyler?
Tamest of the three. I was sitting at home and I remember I was just watching the game, me and my girlfriend, sitting on the couch. And I remember when it went into OT, I was petrified.
Because I was the Blake Coleman kick game as well.
Yeah. And I was like, God, the Flames are going to get one here and the series is going to be 3-2. And you have to, you know, my experiences throughout my life as a sports fan have not been great. Mm. Bills, Jays, Oilers. Not a lot of good shit happening to me over the last 24 years or the last 25 years of my existence.
Leave D-Hop alone, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I remember sitting there talking to my girlfriend being like, fuck, this is like a shit turning point in this series. And then Connor scored and I jumped up, cheered. And then I just kind of sat on the floor of my apartment for probably about 20 minutes, scrolling Twitter. And I just kept saying over and over again, something good happened. Like he did it. Like me. Of course it was McDavid. Like again, it could have been one of those moments where it's like a off a skate, random back door. And like Derek Ryan pokes it in, but it was Connor McDavid to do it in a big moment like that. I just couldn't believe how it all played out and that the Oilers did something that significant. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's just a second round win. But like the significance of beating the Flames in that series, the way they did was more than just a second round win.
I got an Instagram memory from my stories. So I was at home. I was blogging. I was drinking red wine. And when that goal went in, I tiger uppercutted probably 6 feet in the air, Liam. I leapt like a gazelle skyward. Scared the shit out of my dog too.
Sorry, Frank.
Yep, he had to leave. He had to leave the room. He doesn't like when I scream at the TV. He doesn't understand. But you know what? You know what, buddy? Sometimes you got to. All right, let's move. Let's rip through some Ask the Idiots questions real quick. We got two segments we got to do. Tyler, we're running out of time. We got a hard out. First question coming at Liam. You know what? This one's too... No, we can do this. Make the best starting five lineup you can for the Oilers, okay? Starting five using only players that have been traded away.
Oh,
well, oh boy. Like, okay. I'll just try and do it off the top of my head.
Summer one.
Gretzky.
Chris Pronger. Right. You got traded.
You're starting with defense.
Like there's,
I don't know. I guess
Gretzky. There's a caveat that says in the McDavid era, but that'll just take too long. So let's just open it up.
Oh,
if we're doing it all time,
all time.
Gretzky.
Okay. Well, like let's avoid them then.
So from 1992 on
with them, you can't have with the Oilers. You can't
92 North.
92 North.
Okay. I'll go Hall and Eberle on the wings. I'll go Pronger on defense. They traded. I'll just say Rollison. That's the only goalie. Actually, I'll do Dubnyk just to go a bit different. And then Senniman. The only Senniman I can think of in my head is Andrew Cogliano for some reason.
Hell yeah.
So I'll go him.
So you got Hall and Ebs and Cogliano.
Cogliano, Pronger, Dubnyk, and we'll go... I can't even think of any defensemen. Brandon Manning. bit of toughness.
Dan, who's your starting five? Players only been traded away.
I'll go with Alish Hemsky.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good
Jason
one.
Jason Arnott.
That would have been better.
and Ryan Smith. And then I'll go with, on defense,
pretty
I'll
close to Liam's
Eric Brewer and Chris Pronger. And then goalies we've traded away, let's say Tim Thomas. Just do it.
We traded Tim Thomas?
Yeah, we had Tim Thomas.
Yeah, they had his rights for like a half second.
Yeah.
Rick, really? What do you got for a starting five?
Cujo get traded?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going Cujo.
Or did he go as a free agent to Toronto?
No, I thought he left as a free agent.
I think he left as a free agent. We couldn't afford him.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
We traded for him from St. Louis and then...
I remember getting him. I just don't remember.
Oh, yeah, we acquired him by a trade, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go...
You can't have him.
Oh, we never trade.
Goalies, we traded, dude.
While Rick's thinking,
Tommy Salo.
Well, that's a good one.
Then we're going Chris Pronger.
We trade him.
Then we're going to go Adam Larson. Then we're going down the middle.
We didn't trade Adam Larson. He walked.
Oh, God.
Signed his
Yeah, we also. I'm going to change my answers to Schmid instead of Manning.
Jesus. Tyler, go ahead.
It's because he couldn't use Brandon Manning because Brandon Manning hadn't been traded away.
Salo, Brewer, Pronger. Did we trade Doug Waite?
We traded away Doug Waite.
Yes. Doug Waite, Paul Hemsky.
Excel.
Okay, I'm going to go. Sorry, go ahead, Rick.
Okay, I'm going to throw two. Yeah, so I'm going to go Bill Guerin, Alex Hemsky, Doug Waite, Chris Pronger, Eric Brewer, Tommy Salo.
I'm going to go in net. I'm going to go. Let me think here. Cam Talbot.
Did.
On defense, I'm going to go Eric Brewer. I'm also going to go Jeff Petrie because I'm going to get this question over with. Up front, I'm going to go, who we got here? I love Hammer. Love Hemmer. I'm going to go Sean Horkov down the middle. Did you get traded?
Yes.
Okay.
For Philip Larson in a seventh round pick.
I'm going to go Ryan Spooner on the side. Another great.
DJ sure. Spooner.
And on my other side, I'll go, I don't know.
Cares. Would Ryan Spooner's DJ nickname be DJ Spooner or, hear me out, Ryan Spinner?
Ooh,
no, I'd like say that. Be DJ Cuddles, man.
Okay. I'd be question DJ number two. Ryan.
Ask the idiots, Tyler, I'm inviting you over for a barbecue and you have to bring a side. What are you bringing?
Caesar salad.
Oh, that sucks. Rick, what do you bring as a side?
Oh, potato salad.
Macaroni salad.
Coleslaw.
Maybe corn on the cob.
There you go. Damn it. There you go. I'm going to bring some nice garlic potatoes or something. Baked potatoes.
Nice who's side. Bringing the garlic
but
bread?
There's nothing better than a steak and a Caesar salad at a barbecue.
I would argue.
Nice and light. If you've been sucking back beers all day, you need something light.
A Caesar salad is not light.
It's lightish.
It is light. It's lighter than potatoes is what I'm getting at.
Is this steak?
It's got lettuce.
We're talking about weight, right?
Are we talking about like lightness in terms of like caloric intake?
Are you putting
fish in your Caesar salad?
Tyler measures by chew per swallow.
Mm-hmm. When you're drunk, yes, I do. That's why I'm always just
cooking up these veggies. Yeah.
Next question.
Rick, let's say the Oilers all of a sudden do not exist anymore. What NHL team are you rooting for?
I don't know. I'm already in the ground then. Wherever they went.
Tyler?
Columbus.
Dan?
Probably Vegas.
Probably Seattle.
I probably wouldn't cheer for hockey, to be honest.
Okay.
You're going to follow them where they go.
I don't know.
Well, I'm taking this as they don't exist.
You know what I mean? Oh, you're just going to like up and
he's nuke taking them. It like 1986 Mets plane
holy
crash.
Holy.
Plane crash? 86, was it?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Mine would be the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
When I moved to Canada, they were the best team.
Okay.
I will pick the... Who's somebody that nobody gives a fuck about? I'll follow Tyler in Columbus.
Yeah, we'll start cbjnation.com.
Yep, nobody will read it. Next question. Liam.
That all up.
What is one non-sports related skill you wish you had?
I wish I could play the guitar and sing.
That'd be nice. Dan?
I wish I could be invisible.
That is invincible. Not sports related. That and is true.
Not a skill.
Well, I wish I could speak multiple languages.
That's a good one.
Just like a naturally high IQ.
Yeah, just smarter than everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that's like. It's good.
Like Bradley Cooper.
Tyler.
I was going to cook. I wish I could cook.
Don't you make frozen veggies?
Yeah, frozen
like,
veggies.
I'm learning how to cook better, but I wish I had that like natural knack.
Don't for, you know? Make frozen veggies?
Gotta start watching those food shows.
I watch a lot of food TikTok.
I want a lot of food
get
TikTok.
The whole show.
My skill I think I would like to have is, I think it'd be really cool to be like a really good artist. Like to draw like a really fucking cool picture or something. That would be neat.
That would be cool.
And also like a nice, I imagine it to be a soothing activity to do.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I like playing the guitar.
Response to one of those Oilers alert accounts that always just tweets out like little factoids throughout the day. For some reason, they tagged Liam in the thing about Frank and they were like, asked by Liam Horovin on ON every day, but what kind of summer Holland's going to have? And then it's a Frank quote. So I responded to it and said, good question, Liam. And he sent this fucking meme of Squidward dabbing. I don't know. It's fucking hilarious.
There you go. Ask the idiots. Just slide on into my DMs. We could ask the boys questions. It's the off season. You can ask weird ones. You can ask weird ones.
Ask me anything.
You can ask Liam anything you want. Anything you want.
This isn't Reddit.
Not yet.
Let's go. I got to piss like fucking crazy. I had an energy drink and two things of water.
Oh. Well, we don't have a deal yet.
Yep.
Still got 2 hours left.
Yeah, still 2 hours left. Make sure to stay hydrated. All right, everybody. Let's start off with our veggies. It is time for Cold Performers of the Week. Look back at the last week or so in your life. Things that haven't gone so well. Liam, you're up first because you're right in front of me. You're a cold performer of the week.
My cold performer of the week is me for being stupid. I decided to take my own car to Calgary this weekend rather than my girlfriend's significantly better car. And as I was halfway down there, my check engine light came on. I had to go and get it done in a shop. Turns out all it was like a sensor, but I had to get an oil change too. So it cost me more money when it could have been avoidable.
light turns on. I don't gotta do it right away.
I know, but then I checked my oil. And also, like, my girlfriend was like, oh, you want to drive back 3 hours with a check engine light on? I was like, yeah. Didn't work out well. And my oil was low.
Just a little tape over top. Seems like Homer. Like Homer.
Performer of the week.
Yeah.
I can't say that, though. I caught that.
Sorry.
Nisha Dan, your cold performer of the week.
Well, my cold performer of the week is going to go to the tire that blew last week in the morning before our episode. So I wasn't able to make it in. Then there was a nail that went into the other tire. So then I had to replace the whole set of tires. And then because I missed last week's episode, you guys didn't tell me that we weren't recording an episode on Tuesday. So I showed up on Tuesday and spent the whole day here when I could have done other things. So my cold performer of the week is going to go to that damn tire for deflating, making me miss all that stuff afterwards.
Wait, the domino effect.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Rick, your cold performer of the week?
Any the Blue Jays.
Oh, they are.
Oh, that's cold. Oh, that
is broker.
When broker the Oilers streak. Are out, all of my emotional investment goes right into the Jays, right? And my nights are made or ruined by their results. They're getting my cold performer too, specifically whatever the hell happened to Alek Manoah.
Alek Manoah's like, my cold performer.
What's going on right now? If this team doesn't turn it around, I will have nothing to look forward to in my summer of fun.
What the hell is going on? Nothing,
my cold performer was going to be Alek Manoah.
Yeah, we're all on the same page here, boys.
The big man hasn't been the big man.
Has he been bad? I don't watch Blue Jays.
Out of the 72 qualified starters in the majors this year, he's got the worst ERA, fifth worst ERA, worst walks per nine, worst whip per nine, and something else.
And this is a league with the Oakland A's in it who have 10 wins and he is last.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
Let's finish off the podcast with a positive note. Reversing the order, Tyler up first.
We are going to get a weekend of good weather with no smoke. It's good to see they're starting to lift some of the fire bans and see. Hopefully they're not doing it prematurely, but like things are getting under control in the province. People can go back home and we can enjoy a warm weekend where we can actually see the sky. That's my hot performer of the week.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Rick, your hot performer of the week.
Michael Block. Hell of a story.
Yeah, he was fun.
It's getting hot in here.
Kind of a weird comment the other day, though, when he was like, if I had the distance of Rory, I'd be one of the best golfers in the world. It's like, I don't know about that.
And he was plus 11 yesterday.
Yeah, he shit the bed yesterday.
Eh, away she goes. Dan, your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week is just going to be that there's an election on Monday. Everybody go out and vote. Doesn't matter where you're voting. Just vote. Election season is upon us. It's a good performer of the week.
Put some respect on my name.
Liam Horobin, write-in ballot. Are you a citizen?
I will not be voting. That's why I mute every politician's name on Twitter.
Because you're not a citizen, right?
Yeah, I'm not a citizen. I'm legally not allowed to vote.
Yeah, you're not just like making a weird stance.
Sound like you were just
can't vote.
I cannot vote. Thanks, Trudeau. Anyways.
Who's your hot performer?
He voted for the king, though.
I went to the Calgary Cavalry game on Sunday, and I met Joe Mason, who used to play for Bolton Wanderers as the team I support in England, and he was a great man to meet.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
How were the cheeseburgers?
I had a hot dog, and the food of the Cavalry, if you're in Calgary, listen to this, I would go. The event is amazing. It's a great afternoon.
Can you do that?
What?
The cheeseburger guy eat a hot dog?
Oh, I can do what I want. I'm on summer vacation.
Wow. Hot dog. Season of hot dogs for Liam.
Yep.
That just reminds me, like, I want to go get drunk at the water park this summer. I just think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always fun.
Summer fun. My hot performer of the week is the fact that for the last 2 days, come into work, go home, walk my dude. It's nice out. It's not smoky. And then what do I do after I'm done with my walk and my dude's happy and he's happy? I crack a beer and I barbecue. Mm. The last 2 days, I've got a spotless barbecue that I cleaned last weekend. So the last couple of days, I've been barbecuing and drinking beers and it just makes me happy. That's my hot performer of the week.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you not.
And there you have it. Another podcast in the books. We are down to one a week. It is the Friday episode of Oilers Nation Radio. And I want to say thank you to AMA Travel, to Betway, and to Oodle Noodle for making it all possible. And for you for listening and welcoming us into your ear holes. We've still got another 2 hours. Dan wants me to stretch it out.
Bro, I am so close to actually just getting up and leaving if we don't wrap this up. I got to piss so bad.
Tyler has to pee-pee. Otherwise, he's going to leak.
You see, you're trying to push me. I will stand up and walk out.
I hope all three guys over there just went downstairs and took up every stall and urinal.
Worst.
Mm. You might have to use the old.
Almost an hour 20 of this podcast. I think it's
use the old unisex sink.
Sink. Yeah. Saves water.
Yep. Saves water, saves time.
Great,
Tyler,
great episode this week, everybody.
I'll just end it. I already ended the video part of it.
There you have it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.